KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, November 24th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. South Dakota State plays six players on the Summit League's year-end volleyball awards list, highlighted by junior outside hitter Sylvia Guntz, repeating as Player of the Year, and Dan Georgialis earning his second straight Coach of the Year honor. Sylvie Guntz led the conference in kills and points, becoming just the fourth player in Summit League history to win back-to-back Player of the Year awards. Also on the first team for SDSU was center Riley Martin, middle blocker Sydney Shetnin, and Madison Burr. Also Jackrabbit freshman Hannah Klein was on the all-freshman team. For USD, their libero Cameron Ferris was named the conference's Defensive Player of the Year for the second straight season. She was joined on the first team by Lauren Medic. A trio of Coyotes were named to the second team all-conference, including center Avery Van Hook, Morgan Bodie, and Amanda Lotion, while a freshman Ava Ball was on the all-freshman team. Summit League Volleyball Tournament started yesterday in Brookings. The 3-seed St. Thomas swept the 6-seed Omaha 3-0, and the number 4-seed North Dakota State defeated the 5-seed Denver in 5 sets, 3-2. The Bison would win the final set 16-14. Later today, it's the semifinals of the Summit League Volleyball Tournament. Number 2, USD, takes on number 3, St. Thomas, today in Brookings. That starts at 3 o'clock. Number 1, ranked South Dakota State, takes on the 4-seed North Dakota State at 6 o'clock tonight, with the those winners advancing to the championship tomorrow at 6 p.m. South Dakota State men's basketball picked up a 105-58 win over Georgia State on Friday. Jackrabbits were ahead 24-4 midway through the first half, held a 59-13 lead at halftime. SDSU shot 61% from the field. Matthew Moores led 5 Jackrabbits in double figures with 18 points, while Damon Wilkinson had a career-high 17 points and 7 rebounds. The SDSU men now head to Mexico this week for the Cancun Challenge. They take on Utah Valley tomorrow at 5 o'clock. SDSU women's basketball, they're still 5-0 on the season. They will also spend this week in Mexico at the Cancun Challenge. The women, they'll play number 12th ranked North Carolina on Thanksgiving morning at 10 o'clock. Then they face Columbia on Friday at 12:30. And then they take on Kansas State next Saturday at 10 a.m. We'll have all those games for you right here on KORN. Also this week, before the holiday break, 17th ranked SDSU Wrestling travels to Minneapolis. They take on number 9 ranked Minnesota tomorrow for a wrestling duel at 7. USD men's basketball improved to 4-1 on the year with a 1-point victory yesterday versus South Carolina State, 82-81. Jordan Crawford had a game-high 25 points for the Coyotes on 9-14 shooting. USD takes on Air Force out in Rapid City coming up this weekend. That tip-off is at 3 p.m. on Saturday. And the USD women's basketball team stayed undefeated with an 85-44 win versus Valparaiso on Friday. Coyote women are 6-0 for the first time in their Division I era. They host Arkansas Pine Bluff tomorrow night at 7. And that's Look At Your Sports this morning. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.